E-R-K-E-Y, today.
Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney here. America Tonight, the show, coast to coast and all those spots in between. Hope you had a wonderful weekend. Still getting over that 4th of July hangover. I hope it's over for you. I'm saying you might have had too many iced teas, you know what I mean? And the short week. Why do people whine when they have a short week? But it's because you really like having that extra day, don't you? So you might have caught up on what was happening in the world if you were burying your head in the sand. Let me tell you a few things. Like the White House pushing very hard for immigration reform, the bipartisan variety, and the Attorney General is questioning the death penalty for 9/11 terrorists. What? Khalid Sheikh Mohammed. First, we don't know where we're going to try him, when we're going to try him, how we're going to try him. And now we got to put a big fat question mark over whether or not this bottom of the earth scumbag, bottom of the barrel terrorist who ripped apart so many lives, whether or not the death penalty is an option. Wow. We'll dive into that, too, promise you. But right from the get-go, BP, I've almost lost track of the days. We're like at 83 days now with this British Petroleum spill. If you go to my blog, if you go to americatonight.net, I wrote something about big punks over the weekend. And the latest, because I was making a lot of calls over the weekend trying to figure out, okay, let's see if they block me from finding out as much as I can possibly find out. Well, the latest is they're pretty happy, actually, with this new cap or new way to cut off the oil. They're really, really under-promising, though. So that makes me worried. What do they have up their sleeve? And the reason is because they have a big shareholders deal coming up in the next couple of weeks. So they've got a new cap that's being placed on top of it, the gushing oil, that's supposed to provide, supposed to, being the operative word, a tight seal and might eventually allow some of that oil to be captured, some of that crude leaking from the well for the first time since April 20th to be captured. Can you imagine? And the explanations are kind of all over the map. But the one thing that the company will tell you is they're happy, they're pleased, they're excited about the progress, but they don't want to get everybody excited at this point because they're saying they won't be satisfied that the cap is working until they run tests, on whether it can withstand the pressure, because that's the whole thing about these caps. You know that. All you have to do is click, my friends, on these live streaming videos of the oil, and you can see it. You can see that there's a massive amount of pressure. That's how the oil is coming out. It's pushing it up from below the seafloor. So they don't know, once again, whether this cap will work or not. They're saying they've gotten as many bugs out as they can, but what if something unexpected happens? Who knows? And a big mystery question still hangs in the balance. They don't know whether it's 88 million, 174 million gallons. Who knows? Who knows what spills into the Gulf at this point? So the leaky cap was taken off the wellhead over the weekend so that they've got room for the new one. And at this point, there's so many ups and downs, so many disappointments, so many crazy things that have happened. Who knows? You've got robotic submarines. When I checked in earlier on Sunday, you have these robotic submarines that, and we've all confirmed this at this point, that have finished removing the busted piece of pipe that was bolted around the leak. So now they have the room to install this pipe-like connector. It's a flange spool is what they call it. Do you love the terms we're learning? That's going to sit on top of the spewing wellbore. Some of you guys have worked on these rigs. You know exactly what I'm talking about. So anyway, this new cap, that's the bottom line, would be mounted on top of that connector, and then they would have all these other pipes, kind of flexible pipes, leading up to the surface ships. You know, I don't care what they call this crap. Whatever they can do to cut off the leak, it just boggles your mind. I understand it's so deep. I understand that they haven't done this before. But April 20th to now? April 20th now, and then not allowing scientists to measure the amount of oil that's coming out, it's ridiculous. And there definitely is a vacuum of information and a tight lid on the information that's coming out of BP. You know, if you go through the internet and you start to look up information on it, you hit any news source, you'll see some of the familiar little pieces of information about BP and the leak and all that other sort of stuff. But you try to dig a little bit deeper, I'm telling you, you get cut off right at the knees. I mean, it's really true. I don't care what face and what spin they're putting on this. They might be telling the Coast Guard Admiral Thad Allen what they think he needs to know, but they're not really releasing the information about some of what they do know that's happening. So it was back in May. Remember the fascinating four-story, because it was wild to see it, four-story, 100-ton steel and concrete box that they were going to put on the leak. But they stopped because of the ice crystals that started to form, so it wouldn't have made any sense and it wouldn't have worked. Then they tried the siphon tube that was supposed to suck up all the oil that was escaping in the leak, but then they scrapped that because it only sucked up a little bit of the oil. And it was really hard to get it to even work. Then they had the crazy thing called Top Kill, where a lot of oil industry insiders thought that was ridiculous and wouldn't work. But that was about mud and cement being pumped down from on top of the leak. And that didn't work. So it's more than three strikes in trying to do this, much more. And then, of course, the cap that was removed was a huge blunder, because it didn't form that seal, that perfect seal on the jagged edge of that pipe that was cut to make room for it. And you didn't have the right fit. It couldn't have collected, you know, very much of the oil, just a little bit of the oil. It did collect some, but not very much. Now they need the tighter cap. It's not going to be a permanent fix, but it could be a huge fix. The relief well. The relief well that they're drilling, that's the thing that's going to be key, and that's supposed to be finished sometime in mid-August. Now, this new cap, we'll see. It weighs like 150,000 pounds. It should seal this sucker off. Should. We'll see if it does, because it's getting pretty bad along the Gulf. More tar balls are showing up, not so much in Tampa or further down on the West Coast of Florida yet, or all the way around to the East Coast. But Pensacola, they certainly were hit by it. And we know Mississippi and Alabama, depending on the places, they've had to deal with it. You see the oil sheens. I know you've seen the pictures of even once or twice flipped on your local news or flipped on one of the cable news programs. You've seen it. You've seen it at some point because it's been captivating all of us for these 80 plus days. Ridiculous. So big punks, they think they're on top of all of this. We'll see. In the meantime, coming up a little bit later in the show, we're going to talk about Arizona and all the things that have happened since the tougher immigration law, which hasn't even kicked into effect. You heard me say at the top that the White House is pushing for immigration reform, hoping to make it a bipartisan deal in this ugly tug of war. We'll talk about that and some of your emails, too, on the subject, by the way, a little bit later. Coming up next, however, frivolous lawsuits or not. This one I think is good, because if somebody's trying to steal your business or a chunk of your business, that's not a good thing, my friends. Even if you're a butt sketch artist. That's next here on ATN.
9 years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula, and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website,
yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms,
and not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
So you know when you have an idea and you start to kind of tell people, but then that idea turns out to be a really good idea, and you regret that you said it out loud because your buddy who's been running with your posse for a long time suddenly decided to steal it and run with it and create his own spin-off business? Yeah, it's not good. It's called intellectual property. And a lot of people don't realize how easy it is to watch that slip through your fingers, particularly if you've built a unique business. I mean, actually any kind of business, but the unique ones that really take off, that's where somebody might want to sink their teeth into it. So I thought it'd be fun here on America Tonight to have somebody who's embroiled in just such a lawsuit join us to tell us what it's like. His nickname is the Rear View Rembrandt, if you will. Even the Duke of Derriere. Gotta love that. His name is Crandall Lee Newton, and he is the original butt sketch artist. I mean, this business really took off. Think about it. What a novel idea at parties or other functions to have people have their butts sketched. And he's in our virtual green room right now. We're going to usher him in. Crandall, thanks for popping on America Tonight.
Kate, it's so wonderful to be with you, and that introduction was so clear.
Hey, I got to ask you this before we get into this intellectual property thing and somebody ripping you off with that. How did you come up with this idea? You've been doing it for like 2 decades. How did you get this light bulb moment?
Well, you know, I like to say I'm this really brilliant guy, but it did evolve. The quick story is I quit an engineering job to pursue art full time. Went down on a street corner in a popular tourist spot in Dallas, sell my paintings, and for about 2 years I went through a starving artist routine. Well, about that mark, I attempted to do a painting of a parade scene, people from behind.
Mm-hmm.
This gentleman drove by, he saw the sketch, and really insisted on buying it. I resisted at first because I wasn't done, but I needed the money, so I sold that. Well, lo and behold, I did another and another. 6 months later, it was August of 1987, I coined the phrase, the original butt sketch. And I actually had a sign where I was charging people based on their shape. You know, if they were flat, round, or regular. And it was just kind of a joke hanging out, and we're doing a sketch, and lo and behold, the crowd started to form and really became kind of a buzz. And then a local media in Dallas picked up on it, and then that parlayed into some national press. Start traveling the country, and really, it just before I knew it, this thing was on fire.
So how many rear ends, if you will, do you think you sketched 150,000 or so?
Oh, I think I've exceeded the quarter million mark.
Ooh.
I celebrate 23 years, and that's over 500,000 cheeks, if you think about it.
Have you ever sketched anyone famous?
Oh, yeah. I've been in the good fortune of a lot of people. People like John Goodman, Vanessa Williams, did a party for Kate Beckinsale not too long ago, and Drew Barrymore, and those types of folks were there. A lot of sports people. Every few years, I go out to Lake Tahoe to... it's a celebrity golf tournament, and I'm in the hospitality tent. And we know we're sketching all the athletes. You're talking about your Jordans, your Barclays, your Peyton Mannings. So these people have all been exposed to the sketch. And it's really a cool moment because here, you know, on Sundays or whatever, I'm cheering for them. But for that brief moment, they're actually wanting what I have.
Yeah, you got to love that. No kidding.
It's a cool feeling.
No kidding. And like you said, there's a lot of jokes, you know, that you can crack over this whole butt sketching thing. But
you line them up and I'll knock them down.
There you go. I'm trying so hard. So,
okay.
So, you know, it's all you do it different ways. There's different ways. Like somebody could have jeans on, somebody could have shorts on, right? Is that kind of the thing? It's just whatever.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's just put it in your listeners' mind so they don't wreck their cars and trucks right now. It's really just a backside sketch I do of people from head to toe, fully clothed. It's done in charcoal. It takes about 2.5 minutes a butt, so it's a relatively quick sketch. We do men, women, children, families. Like you did in your setup, you know, we do a lot of events, a lot of corporate stuff. We do colleges. We do grandma's 80th birthday party. You name it. I mean, people's imagination has taken this thing all over the place, literally.
Yeah, I love that. Absolutely. So it takes off, and you can't be doing all this sketching yourself, right? It evolves into a bigger company. You had to hire some people, I'm assuming.
Yeah, exactly. Again, the buzz for it, I coined a phrase in August of 87, and the buzz really started the beginning of 88, and it was really nuts. I mean, TV, the radio interviews, all this kind of good stuff. And I was having sleepless nights because I'm thinking, wow, it wouldn't take much for some large entity to come along, grab this, and they run with it. So at that point, I saw it and successfully, through an attorney, got a trademark on Butt Sketch, which was a really cool moment because, if nothing else, I may not go on to make any money, but at least I own a trademarked idea. And as things took off, I did start adding artists. And really, it just, one of the things I didn't count on, initially I hired them just to do overflow, you know, but then I didn't count on the fact that they would go out and really have their own personality, and that created more business. So we started mushrooming and adding more artists, all based out of Dallas initially. Because let's face it, you know, given the name Butt Sketch, I just can't have anybody doing anything with this because, you know, it would certainly kill my reputation.
Sure.
You know, someone did something lewd or offhanded. So not to overplay the quality control aspect, but there's a certain quality that goes into this.
Right. And then that's what happened with this Michael Bergenholtz. He stole the name and decided he was going to use it, right?
Yeah, actually, he's an event planner type. Well, he was a DJ, and he's hiring other people as he was putting together parties. And we did business briefly for less than a year, and the relationship really wasn't a great business relationship. And at that point, I decided to cease doing business with him. In fact, through my attorney, we sent a cease and desist letter that we were no longer doing business, removed from your website or any promotional material the name Butt Sketch. Well, lo and behold, well, he agreed that he would do it, but lo and behold, that was not the case. Recently I found out that not only was he using the name Butt Sketch, he was actually using my likeness.
Mm.
So clearly promoting something I was unaware of, profiting from it, that kind of a deal.
Right. So then, you know, you go the attorney route, you got to do the lawsuit thing, all that stuff after the cease and desist. And it's about that intellectual property that you learned about, right, and how important. I know there's people listening. It's what I said. You have ideas. They're out there, and you don't realize that, boom, they can get ripped off like that if you don't trademark them, copyright them, et cetera. Then you've got your intellectual property, and you have a leg to stand on like you do, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's real important for entrepreneurs. You know, in the embryonic stage, you're sort of excited about, you know, the reaction. Maybe you're making some money. But one of the things you have to really key in on is protecting yourself legally. And, you know, with the growing presence of the web, there's probably new parameters in which you need to protect yourself. But your basic trademark on a name, and then certainly copyrighting any material that's produced, whether it's a song or a sketch or those types of things. Because, trust me, there are those people out there that try to take your idea, and they will, you know, certainly if it's a good one, and do their best to profit off of it without any proceeds going to, you know, the owner.
Right, exactly.
So it's really important, you know, when you start your business, that's one of the key things to set up is really how to protect yourself, you know, do your homework, search to make sure that you're not, in fact, encroaching on someone else. But if you have an original idea, original, whether it's a name or a concept, do your homework, seek some type of legal advice in terms of protecting your intellectual property. Because it will, you know, people will attack it, that's for sure.
Absolutely. Good luck on this lawsuit and, of course, with a thriving business. We might have to do some butt sketches here for America tonight. But, Crandall Lee, thanks so much.
I would love to come in the studio and get your cake.
And there you go.
Cast that all over the air. But, yeah, anytime, we're flying all over the place doing these things.
All right. We love it, Crandall. Thanks so much for coming on.
Okay, really appreciate it, and I wish you all the best.
Thank you. Hey, by the way, you can check out Crandall's work if you go to buttsketch.com. It's really funny stuff. Again, buttsketch with the two T's, sketch.com. And it has turned into a thriving business, like he said. All right, coming up on the flip side, we go from entrepreneurs and lawsuits to odds and ends.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help. And we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more.
I'm told that it has everything.
We are the GCN Radio Network.
Is there a favorite radio station or show that you just love and can't stand to miss? Then you need Replay AV.
With Replay AV, you can set up your PC to record your favorite radio shows, podcasts, XM and Sirius radio feeds, even streaming video automatically. More than one favorite? No problem. Replay AV can simultaneously record multiple shows and stations. You never have to miss any of your favorite programs again. Replay AV comes with a built-in media guide to make it easy to find your favorites, and a converter for playback in any of the popular formats, or burn to CD or DVD. With Replay AV's easy recording wizard, you'll be set up to record quickly. And Replay AV comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Try it, then buy it at replayav.com. GCN listeners save $10 off the retail price by going to replayav.com or click on the Replay AV banner on gcnlive.com. Visit replayav.com. Stream it, record it, keep it with Replay AV.
It's the number one reason for slow and clogged bath drains. That's right, hair. And the number one way to open drains plugged with hair? The drain clog. Stop standing in dirty bath water. Stop using dangerous chemicals. Just push the drain claw past the pop-up in your sink or tub, twist, and pull. You'll be shocked at what this little tool can pull out of your drain. The drain claw has over 100 tiny hooks that claw through hair, toothpaste, and shampoo that slows and clogs your drains. See how it works right now at thedrainclaw.com. The drain claw is made in the USA and is the safest, easiest, most environmentally friendly solution to unclog bath drains. Get one for $6.99 or three for $15. The drain claw can be used over and over. Don't be fooled by substitutes. Buy the original. Buy the drain claw. Order now at thedrainclaw.com. That's the drain claw at thedrainclaw.com.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The federal effort to try to stop illegals just is not working, folks. It's not working. The Justice Department, remember, last week filed a lawsuit claiming that the Arizona law stepped on the toes of the feds and the federal enforcement responsibilities and actually pushed for a U.S. District Court judge to prevent the law from ever seeing the light of day, which it will at the end of July unless there's an injunction. You know, and here's the thing. I agree with what Kyle says. It'd be one thing if the federal government had its arms around the border already, but they've done nothing but screw up border security for the most part. I know some great, great Border Patrol agents. They work their rear ends off. They do. They do a fabulous job. I'm not even pointing fingers at the Border Patrol agents. I think they're overworked, underpaid, and there's not enough of them. It's not about them. It's about the bungled mess of this cat and mouse game that's been played for too long, and the law's not being enforced, so it's too late. It's been decade after decade after decade. Arizona needs help. They need some kind of additional law enforcement types, boots on the ground, whatever, to help them. That's what they're saying, and that's why that law came about in the first place. But then you have the White House saying, look, you can't have a patchwork of 50 states coming up with their own immigration policy, but you can when no one does a damn thing about it. What do you do when you're the governor of a state, and that's your charge? You're the governor. Your phone's ringing off the hook. You're getting 10,000 emails, and you have a legislative body. And the idea is you're trying to do the best you can to serve the people of your state. You're trying to go through everything, whatever it is, schools, roads, etc., everything, all the infrastructure that's necessary in the state, and minus all the federal help, right? So in this case, when you're not getting any federal help and you have nothing but an avalanche of problems, something's got to give. I agree with Senator Kyle. And now you have the White House saying, well, look, we need a bipartisan approach to this and we need reform now. We'll see. Tick tock, tick tock. That's all I'm going to say. 800-259-5791 if you want to throw on your in your two on any of the stuff that we're talking about or anything else. Let's jump to Sam across the border in Montreal. Hey, Sam.
Hey, how you doing, gorgeous?
Good. How about you?
Simply fantastic. Can't I say simply fantastic?
No, you always say simply fantastic. That's, you need to trademark that that little line. That is your tagline.
Okay, sorry to get off your subject for one moment, but the way a certain LeBron James marketed it himself.
Uh-huh.
Like someone said, and I'll clean it up for you, he's so full of you-know-what, my butt's jealous. That's the way he said it. What, you know, and I heard someone saying on a certain radio, sports radio network, what would have happened if he would have said, oh, make it 3 o'clock Sunday afternoon during the final of the World Cup? You think a lot of people would have switched to watch? I don't think so. I think he's just marketing himself just to say, oh, I'm LeBron James and you're not.
Well, that's what it came off as to me. And I think it's crazy to think about this. It's crazy to think about all the things that we have going on where you have this basketball player. People are so enthralled by this whole thing that they did tune in, to watch it. I think Americans that are basketball crazed, maybe they would have.
Yeah.
Or at least in the three areas that thought they had a shot at him, whether it was New York or Miami or Cleveland,
right.
You know, maybe the people would have tuned in there, but it's crazy what a big spectacle it became. And I started to think about this,
right.
And started to think about the signing of some really super big players, and they didn't call special press conferences,
no.
where they held people captive for 1 hour on a network. It was very,
self-centered.
Self-centered and cheesy. I didn't even watch it because I had too many other important things to worry about, like oil gushing out into the Gulf and, you know, immigration killing us on the border and whatever. And, look, I'm all about – I love sports and I love going to games.
I know.
But when
that.
The players take over, when the players who are massively marketed anyway become bigger than the game itself, forget about it. I'm not interested.
Right. Well, okay. Talking about immigration. Okay. Obviously, you know, isn't that technically under Washington, D.C. and not the state of Arizona?
Well, there are federal laws on the books, but they have done nothing.
Right.
And the argument is from the federal point of view, they're saying constitutionally Arizona can't do that. They can't make a law that usurps their law, what they already have.
Right.
But it's a tricky thing. I think Arizona can because of ultimately trying to protect the people in that state, but it's going to be up for a judge to interpret it. It's about the Constitution. It's tricky.
Because let's say it does go all the way to the United States Supreme Court, and for argument's sake, the Supreme Court sides with the state of Arizona. Next thing you know, states California and Texas and don't know what other states border with Mexico could say, okay, we'll do the same thing. And maybe states that border with Canada, like Vermont, New York, Washington, Maine, you know, et cetera, might do the same thing. That's if it goes all the way to the United States Supreme Court.
And there's already, Sam, not to interrupt you, but there's already 14 states that are looking at it. Oklahoma, is one of them. Nevada is one of them. California won't admit it, but I heard they're really one of them, even though publicly they're not. So there are other states that are watching to see what Arizona, what happens with Arizona. You're right. And then where does it go from, where does it go from there? Here's what I think it does.
What?
If the feds don't get off their rear end and do something about it, this was a massive cry for help from Arizona.
Okay.
So the governor is saying, do something. Why haven't you done anything? Help us. I've knocked on the door 100 times and you're just not answering. So now I got to take matters into my own hands by signing this law into effect to help the people of my state who are trapped by all of this. So we'll see.
Right.
I think it's disgraceful that you have the government suing Arizona. I think it's ridiculous.
Right.
It's a waste of taxpayers. We're 13 trillion, 14 trillion in debt, and we're wasting money on this kind of a lawsuit because it's going to cost a bunch of money.
You know, and I'm thinking, okay, with all due respect, why would Oklahoma and Nevada care? Because they don't border with any provinces in Canada.
But what they care about is they care about the amount of illegals and the gangs and what's happening in their businesses and meat packing plants and whatever, all of that.
Oh, okay.
So they care about the illegal, really south of the border, people coming in and the jobs and that whole situation there. They're having the same problem because it's not just border states. There are a lot of problems in other places where you have people that are living under the wire, and whether it's a job situation or whether it's a gang situation, which is really the worst. The criminals and the drug people, that's the ones you really want to catch for sure, because that's destroying the fabric of whatever neighborhood or whatever areas that might already have problems. It's just making them that much worse. It's an intriguing thing to see where this lawsuit goes. Hey, Sam, you have a good one.
Take care.
All right, 800-259-5791, or you can flip me an email, americatonight.net. It's not so much on the northern border at all. There's not the concern there. It's the southern border. So the Justice Department hasn't even ruled out filing another lawsuit challenging the immigration law if evidence shows that racial profiling is at work. Now, try proving that. The attorney general is on the defense and the offense all over this whole thing. So last week they filed the one lawsuit. Now they're saying that it didn't deal with concerns about racial profiling, so they might focus on that problem because that's what they're concerned about. In 6 months or maybe a year from now, they're going to look into the impact on racial profiling if that happens. If they can prove that and they have material for a suit, now they're talking about a second lawsuit. This first one hasn't even gone through the ringer, and they're talking about a second one. So the Arizona governor is always getting wind of all this stuff because she gets the phone call immediately. As soon as it leaves Holder's lips, the attorney general, somebody calls the Arizona governor. She keeps defending the state immigration law. She's saying, look, it's constitutional. And she keeps saying the same thing. She's beating the drum hard on this one. If the federal government would have done something in the first place, perhaps we wouldn't have gotten to this point. But if they would have included racial profiling in the suit, they should have if they thought it was an issue. So now that's like a threat, you see. So they didn't initially put it in there, but they just want to make sure, oh, by the way, if this doesn't work, because they're not saying that, but that's what they're really thinking, we're going to try to get you on racial profiling. That's what we're going to try to do. Because there's nothing in there now. Nothing. And I'll tell you, I think that if they are really certain about training, they can absolutely enforce this without racial profiling. Because there's no way to go after anyone unless they have broken the law along some other lines, unless they're pulled over for something else. So now the governor has to defend the people in Arizona on top of all this other stuff. She's like, look, I'm not against diversity. It's what the country's founded on. This is the thing. I'm not against that at all. It just means legal immigration. And here's the thing. I'm not adverse to what's happening. I understand what the issues are and how we need to relate to people and how we need to relate in regards to civil issues that are happening around us. I mean, give me a break on this, because she's just getting, I mean, she's getting annihilated with boycotts and everything else. All right, stick with us. Dungeon coming up. Yeah, we're rolling her out next on America Tonight.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water, which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass, or alkaline water, which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
What started as an idea to provide power for a small hunting cabin has grown into a passion for creating an alternative energy source that's both affordable and reliable. At Wind Blue Power, our goal is to provide you with the best selection of parts and accessories to power your own ideas. Whether you're building a wind generator from scratch or you prefer a complete bolt-together kit, we've got you covered with fast worldwide shipping and impeccable customer service. Visit us at windbluepower.com. Think green, go blue, at Wind Blue Power.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Dungeon deal in a while, so I'm in the mood to throw somebody in the dungeon. It would be so easy to take one of these stupid celebrities and do that, but who cares? I don't care about Mel Gibson and his sicky, scary, crazy rant over his crazy Russian girlfriend nonsense. I mean, you know, it's actually funny to listen to because you're like, wow, Mel Gibson, he's off the tracks. And hey, whatever their deal is, whatever her deal is, whatever his deal is, who cares? I don't care. It doesn't affect me. It doesn't really affect you. Sometimes we get our giggles off of celebrities, absolutely. But this is a for real thing. Nothing infuriates me more than to listen to anything Eric Holder has to say, the Attorney General, not about Arizona this time, but about the September 11 massacre. Okay, so now his question is whether or not they can face the death penalty, meaning the supposed mastermind, Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, can he get the death penalty if he were to plead guilty before a military commission? Remember, it was last year when the same AG said, let's try Mohammed and the four friends, the alleged accomplices, in civilian courts in New York City. But there was so much controversy. It's like they didn't even think about this and how much money it was going to cost New York for the protection of the city when they decide to do this, that just fell off the table. And now they're saying it's possible to impose the death penalty in a civilian setting for someone who pleads guilty, but there's less legal certainty about the possibility in a military setting. Since January, he said that all options are on the table, period, end of story, about where to try Mohammed and the four terror goons. And that included the possibility of having them go before a military commission in Gitmo, where they're held right now. So this has gotten, this has just gotten out of control. This whole thing, first of all, what's happening at Guantanamo, and now this whole deal on where to try them, when to try them. You know, Khalid Sheikh Mohammed was captured in Pakistan when? In 2003. And, of course, the guy shouts at the top of his lungs that he's the man, he's involved in the plot, he wants to plead guilty, he wants to be executed. And the reason he wants that is because he wants to be a martyr. He wants to be held up for everybody that could possibly become radicalized jihadist, would bow down to and hear the exploits of Khalid Sheikh Mohammed. So now we're still, this whole thing is going on. We're working through the issues about a site for the proceedings. And then here's the other part. When this all came up last year, geez, we didn't really ask Congress about funding and trying to come up with the concerns about the locals of what do we do for this trial if it occurs. It's crazy. Somebody at that level knows that there are 10 different things that you would have to take into account. Why wouldn't they flush that out before it was even thrown out there like raw meat? And this part I love. This is a quote from Holder. He says, the politics of this issue when we're dealing with ultimate national security issues is something that disturbs me a great deal. Really? Well, when you tell everybody you're going to try these guys in a civilian court in the United States of America, a stone's throw away from where the buildings went down, the World Trade Centers went down, and you think that it's not going to be an issue. I don't care what you think about the whole 9/11 thing. Let's take it from today, folks. You really, was that going to be safe? Was that going to be cheap to do that? Of course it wasn't going to be. Then there's this whole thing about this new location. So the people near Thompson, Illinois, who are dirt poor, can't find a job because it's a really depressed area, don't care about, oh, okay, so you're going to bring them over here. That's good because now we're going to be able to have some jobs in this prison. They have an underused state prison that they would, by the way, need money for to change to make it safer for Khalid Sheikh Mohammed and his band of merry men. So, you know, we come back to the same thing. Holder still stands by. There's no reason to believe that the people held in Gitmo can't be held wherever we put them in the United States. But he said he's concerned about the politics of this whole thing. Well, you dumbo, you still need the money from Congress anyway for any project. So that stands in the way of everything that's a possibility because it has to go through Congress. Whatever you send up the flagpole, it has to get approved for the money that you need, for the gobs of money that you need. And it's not just Republicans. There's a lot of Democrats who are objecting big time to bringing the prisoners into the United States. And for good reasons, there's a lot of questions surrounding this, questions that are unanswered. So for that reason, it is almost a layup, I guess, and I don't think I've ever done it before, but we'll make sure, just to cover our bases, the Attorney General needs a timeout. He does.
This chamber has no windows and no doors.
Yeah, I mean, give me a break. The people around this administration just get, I think, more and more clueless every single day. The push from the progressives, the push that wanted Eric Holder, or like Eric Holder and support Eric Holder, or really Obama, they have to realize that that these guys are doing more irreparable damage to their cause than anyone, to the Democrats, to anyone that you could possibly imagine, because all the things that Holder has done, it's going to be up for reversal in the courts. I mean, it's, you know, come on. So he has this legal uncertainty about the possibility of a military setting. That's laughable. I mean, what a joke. It's no. They go before the military commission. It's a done deal. Trust me. They will be executed, he will be executed if that happens. So instead, I guess, the mastermind of 9/11 will live out the rest of his merry days with this merry band of men, feeding off of our money. And he'll be in good health, and he'll be sending postcards home forever and ever and ever. This is insanity, to say the least. And I don't know that we're going to have an answer to any of this stuff in the next year or two. So this, once again, becomes another one of those issues that gets drawn out again and again and again and again. I think that's a good dungeon moment. We'll see if the AG would like to come on America Tonight, because remember, we send a key, and we really do send a key to the people who we put in the dungeon, and now especially because we do it so infrequently. And if that person gets the key and they accept the interview, then he gets to come on the air and he can say whatever he wants to say. So you have the AG warning that the federal government's going to look into racial profiling in Arizona for a law that they're trying to block. So it's not even in effect yet. And then you have this crazy situation with Khalid Sheikh Mohammed and the four others in the 9/11 conspiracy. Wow. Remember, you can always send me your thoughts to americatonight.net. And boy, you really have sent them in when it's come to a lot of things over BP. And in an hour coming up, we'll certainly get to the mailbag and go through all of those. It's a crazy week, and I want to mention this. If you were watching World Cup, then you know what happened. I said on the air I thought Spain would win. It was just a guess. Let's face it. I mean, I watched a little bit of them, but it could have really been either team, the Netherlands or Spain. But Viva La España, they won, and they were excited about it. Massive drama, dramatic goal in extra time for Spain. What an end to the World Cup. Now, Team USA and the rest of us, we got to wait for four more years.